Welcome to today's audiocast from Aviation International News, the most respected source for business aviation news.
This is AIN Online News Editor Chad Trotvetter reporting from the Sun and Fun Fly-In in Lakeland, Florida. NBAA has long been trying to figure out how to address the needs of its small flight department members, and yesterday at Sun and Fun, the association took another step in this direction by announcing a light aircraft conference and exhibition, which will be held in San Diego in March 2009. We sat down with NBAA President Ed Bolin at the Lakeland, Florida Air Show to find out more about this new event and what will be in store for attendees and exhibitors. Ed, can you tell us a little bit about the announcement you guys made here at Sun and Fun today?
Sure. We announced that NBAA will host its first ever light airplane conference and exhibition in San Diego next March 12, 13, and 14. This will be a show that's specifically targeted at small companies or mid-sized companies that are operating an airplane to help make their business model work. I think many of those companies are operating pistons, turboprops, potentially very light jets, entry-level jets, and this will be an opportunity for us to discuss tax issues, accounting issues, safety compliance, all of those types of issues in one spot at an event that is specifically targeted at those companies.
Now, this is intended to be an annual event?
Yeah, we would hope it would be an annual event. We think we've got an outstanding location in San Diego. We think March is a good time of year. And we think that this is something that, if done right, will provide an important amount of information to a number of operators that are asking for this type of convention.
Now, how does this differentiate between NBAA convention in the fall and now the light plane? What's so different, and how do they complement each other?
Well, I think the information sessions are going to be much more focused on the types of challenges that confront companies that are operating in more of a single pilot environment. We will do things like have a single pilot safety stand down, where we will spend a full day talking about some of the specific challenges for companies that are operating single pilot type operations. Clearly, there are a number of tax issues that come up for small businesses that need to be addressed. We'll want to be able to do that. So it's just a different focus, a different emphasis on a part of our membership that isn't necessarily highlighted at the annual meeting and convention.
Now, how big do you think this part of the membership is, the light airplane part of NBAA? How many members do you think you have, and how are you reaching to get more?
Well, NBAA currently has about 60% of our 8,000 members operate a single airplane. The majority of those airplanes are the smaller type airplane. So we have a pretty significant part of our membership. Despite that, I think that there is a perception that NBAA has more products and services toward larger operators. That isn't necessarily the case, but we want to make sure that we are continually outreaching and making sure that we're serving all of our members with excellence, regardless of size, regardless of their type of operation. Over the past several years, there are a number of things that we've tried to do, but most importantly, we've tried to establish good two-way communication with them and understand what their wants and needs are. And a number of the products that we have rolled out, such as Flight Department Essentials, are directly reflective of what we have heard. But the top request that we get from this group is that they would like a show targeted specifically to them and their type of operations. And so that's really what the genesis of this show is.
Now, you're asking smaller airplane operators to give you some ideas of what they would like to have for seminars. How can they contact you to let them know what their ideas are?
Well, we are going to set up a special 800 number. It'll be 1-800-9-AV-8. And that way they can reach us and talk to us about their operating challenges and their specific business needs and how we can help them address that. We will also have a website where they can go to ideas@nbaa.org. And that will give them an opportunity to tell us what they are hoping that this three-day conference and exhibition will have for them specifically.
And how many exhibitors and how many aircraft do you expect to be at this show?
Well, we have an opportunity to have 1,000 booth spaces, which, you know, it depends on the size of the booths. But we expect to have 25 informational sessions. We have a static display that will be at San Diego International Airport, Lindbergh Field, and we would expect somewhere in the order of 50 airplanes on static display.
There's been some concern that this might conflict with the AOPA Expo or other shows like Sun and Fun. How is it different from that?
Well, most of the current shows, EAA, AOPA Expo, Sun and Fun, are really focused on the individual pilot, many of whom are flying for recreational purposes. This is a specific show for companies that are using their general aviation aircraft for a business purpose. The kinds of tax challenges they have, the types of safety challenges they have, I think that's fundamentally different. So we don't see our show in any way conflicting. If we thought it was a conflict, we wouldn't have done it. We don't need another show to have another show. But we think we're addressing an unmet need. That's certainly what we're hearing from our member companies who have asked us to do this. And we think it's an important opportunity.
How long have you been working on this?
Well, the concept has been bandied about for quite some time, but we actually began to narrow our search down to Southern California and the San Diego area within the past couple of months.
Thank you for listening to today's audiocast from Aviation International News. For the latest business aviation news, go to www.ainonline.com.